It don't make sense. You can't make peace. Willie Dixon was one of the premier early blues singers and songwriters, lived from 1915 to 1922, and he wrote and sang that song that you just heard. I played it not just because I titled my sermon, Jesus Sang the Blues, but because in many ways it captures the mood of Jesus' lament over Jerusalem that we heard today. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. Jesus is singing the blues in that song, in those words. You know, the blues originated out of the African-American community in the Deep South in the early 20th century. They spoke of the pain of loss, of difficult trials and of life and love. The famous blues singer Mahalia Jackson once said, anybody singing the blues is in a deep pit yelling for help. Another quote I heard about the blues was by an anonymous person who said, when a PhD student goes out, buys a guitar shop from a pawn shop at lunchtime and comes back and starts playing the blues in the lab, someone somewhere is doing something wrong. They are truly written and sung by people who have experienced the hard knocks of life. Once when asked what jazz was by a reporter, Louis Armstrong replied, honey, if you gotta ask, you'll never know. And the same can be said of the blues. You can't just sing it, you gotta feel it. And the only way you can feel it is if you lived it. I picked that particular blues song out because I imagine Willie came out of the Deep South and he knew the unrest of the 60s, the hate, and I'm sure that he couldn't believe he couldn't find peace for the black people when we could do all those other things. He felt it. He lived it. Jesus is singing the blues today because he has experienced the hard knocks of life. He has seen the people coming in droves asking for healing. He has talked till he was blue in the face about what people needed to do, how they needed to live their lives, and people were just not getting it. He has had people coming, even Pharisees, in the dark night of their soul and leaving with question marks on their faces. He knows the people are hurting, but they just don't get it. Reverend Peter Wood, in a blog post on this passage, and the one who also gave me the idea for the blues, writes, the blues are born when you've experienced pain and suffering and have learned the most difficult lesson life to teach, which is, it didn't have to be this way. It didn't have to be this way. Jesus knows that it doesn't have to be this way. If Jerusalem had listened to the prophets instead of killing them, life would have been very different. The faith would have been different. He and the prophets have offered something different that could have made a difference for the people in their faith and their own personal lives. And they hadn't listened, and so they were still suffering from it. Wood shares a modern-day illustration of the blues that I find very poignant. Imagine Nelson Mandela singing the blues when he looks at South Africa today, 16 years after liberation, where the values of equality, respect, and living in a rainbow nation have been diluted by immoral power-grabbing and self-aggrandizement and corruption at the highest levels of government, while the abject poor and disempowered are only slightly better off than they were in 1994. What hopes Mandela must have had when he ended apartheid, and things are not much better today. It didn't have to be this way. Think of the soldiers who have fought in wars, believing that if they won that war, it was going to be the last war. Only to see our young men going back off to war again, time and time again. The hopes of many people who voted for Obama and feeling like not much has changed in Washington a year later, and it's still politics as usual. It's easy to succumb to the blues and just continue our lives doing what we need to do to take care of ourselves. But then we know that's not what Jesus did. He did not fall into the trap of giving up, saying the problem was bigger than him. And that's why the blues singer sings the blues, because they say, learn from my experience. Otherwise, why would they bother to sing them? I recently came across a piece about the doldrums that I think has something to say about what we are talking about today. Did you know that the doldrums doesn't just refer to a depressive state? But it is also a meteorological condition that occurs at sea when the winds die. In certain tropical and subtropical seas, at particular times of the year, the wind just goes away. And while this might be preferable to dangerous storms, the doldrums were to be avoided by commercial sailors before ships were powered by steam. The meteorological doldrums don't affect trade nearly as much as they used to, but boats powered by sail still try to avoid them. I've read accounts of solo sailors trying to traverse the oceans who get caught in the doldrums. At first, it's just boring. They spend their time reading and swimming, looking at the sky. And then slowly, day after day, it becomes maddening, because after a few weeks, the loneliness is intense. Humans are not wired to be completely isolated from human contact for long periods of time. We are wired for relationships. And that last sentence says it all. We are wired for relationships. We are wired to seek out people to be in relationship with. And we find strength and hope in the sharing of our pain. Can you imagine how difficult it must be to sing the blues by yourself? It becomes really blue then. You become in the depressed doldrums. But when there is a crowd present, listening, a crowd who can say, I've been there too, a crowd that can listen to what you're saying when you sing, it doesn't have to be this way, or it didn't have to be this way, that's when we find the strength and the courage to keep on keeping on. Jesus sang the blues. He resonated with all of the other prophets who had suffered in Jerusalem. He had a cloud of witnesses with him, a cadre of disciples who were with him, even though they often didn't understand what he was saying or doing. But all of that served to give him strength to continue his journey to Jerusalem, to show the people and the religious authorities a more excellent way. You know, in many ways, Lent is about singing the blues. Lent is about recognizing we've been doing it all wrong. But we haven't listened to the author of life. It's about recognizing that we have missed opportunities because we did it the way it's always been done. We took the easy way out. We have not sought the shelter and the wisdom under the wings of Jesus. But you see, Lent doesn't end there. Lent has at the end of it Holy Week and then the resurrection. Lent has recognized, or Lent is about recognizing, that we are given a chance to get it right. We are given opportunity after opportunity to heed the words and the life of Jesus and to enjoy a new life, to find that other, more excellent way. We can sing the blues. And as humans, we often will. But they don't have to have the last word. There is the third day. There's that day that finally comes and we say, I got it right for once. Amen.